This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Birdwatch, suppression on steroids. The dust has settled since Twitter permanently banned President Trump and many Republicans and conservatives across the country. But the tech oligarchs aren't resting on their laurels. In fact, Twitter recently opened a new offensive in big tech's war on free speech. The company recently introduced Birdwatch. Birdwatch, yes. Which Twitter euphemistically calls a community-based approach to misinformation. With Birdwatch, Twitter users will be able to tag others' tweets as misinformation. The example Twitter gives us is the following tweet, quote, "Whales are not real. They're funded by the government to watch us," unquote. Could be tagged by users as misinformation. Not quite sure why Twitter gave such an absurd example. We already know how they plan to use Birdwatch. Recall that Twitter actively suppressed the New York Post reporting on investigation into Hunter Biden's shady financial dealings with China. The Post reporting turned out to be true, which is exactly why Twitter treated it as misinformation. So there you have it. Birdwatch is simply a vehicle for every left-winger on Twitter to suppress stories that embarrass socialist Democrats in real time. With just the click of a button, Birdwatch is suppression on steroids, a mutual surveillance program that the Chi-Coms and Stalin would envy.
Stay up to date by subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.